on a small lake.
Well, a small boat. I don't know much about no boats.
You don't know the name of it?
And they call them, you see, they got some boats they call skiffs and some boats they call P-Rolls, little small thing, but like what you call my skiffs and P-Rolls and them, they know they got
they
now made out of tin, flat bottom tin and all. And
they
I
call them skiffs.
Well, some of them used to call skiffs, they made the shop like that and they long used, but they say made 10, 13 people in a big skiff. A skiff.
Well, what about
P-Roll? Oh, P-Roll, I'd turn over and drown it. Yeah, it's a small one. It's narrow and long, a P-Roll. But one person get in kind of paddle itself along, but it's flat bottom. It's up to do anything with you. You got to be awful expert in the water with them P-Rolls. I always was afraid of water to take all them chances, but I've been pulling skiff. He got oars, you know, and you can pull it. The type of skiff I was used to, but now all this late thing now making these lumen flat bottom skiffing things and putting these motors behind them, see all that new stuff. I'd had to learn that to answer the question on them. Yeah, these people, see people got these things now on trailers pulling behind the car and get them, push them out of the river and go and crank them going. You see all that new stuff that's come about 20 years ago, maybe 15, 10 years ago, something like that.
Now suppose you were going to town today, and I would say, will you be home today? And you might say what?
I say, well, no, I won't be home today, especially first part of the day I'm going to town.
Okay. And then if you were talking about you and Aunt Lee both were going, then what'd you say?
I said, well, me and my wife are going, I'm going to take her with me. She's going with me. And these one of us won't be home.
If I went with you, what would you say? If we were going together, and you would tell somebody else what?
Well, I'd tell him I'm going to town. I'd take my niece to town.
But you would just say, if he say, where are y'all going? You would
say, well, we going to town.
Uh-huh. Now, if they went and we stay here, then you would say, if somebody else went and we were going to stay here, you would say, and then somebody would come and say, where are your family? And you would say,
well, they went out of town. They ran out of town.
Uh-huh. Okay, now. He said he was going to get some fruit. You might say, how might you say that if I said, I'm going to get some fruit? What did you say?
Well, that probably was it. I say, well, she says she's going to bring back some fruit.
Uh-huh.
Going to bring back some fruit. No special name. They want a special name for it.
I see. Now, if it was somebody said, if it was you yourself, you would say what? What would you say then? If you were going to do it, you would say what?
Well, come back. I'll bring back some fruit, maybe some bananas or oranges, or maybe some apples or a little of each.
If you were going to get some whatever it was, you would say I'm going to
bring back some fruit.
No, don't say bring back. You would just say I'm going to. Would you say it?
Get some fruit.
Now, if a kid is just learning to dress himself, all right, and you know his mother brings the clothes in, and she would say to the child, what?
She said, bring me your clothes.
No, she brings them to him, and she would
bring
say what?
She said, put on your clothes.
Yeah, but when she brings them in, she would say to the child, what?
Here's your clothes.
Okay. Now, if I ask you, if you think, say Nixon is going to be elected, you might say no. If somebody else thought it, if a lot of other people thought that he was going to be elected, you might say no. But what?
I might say, well, no, I don't think so. I might say, I hope it don't. Or whatever spirit I would have to speak about his election in.